News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Okay, from €500 on Oasis tickets to a new report suggesting up to 230,000 children lack basic clothing and food. The report comes from the ESRI. Dr. Barry Rowntree is director of the joint ESRI TCD MSE in Economic Policy at Trinity College Dublin and a co-author of the report. Barra, talk us through what this report has found.
Sure. So this is research is part of a programme which is joint with Community Foundation Ireland for the last number of years. We kind of look each year at the evolution of living standards and income inequality and poverty. And what really kind of stands out this year is the rise in what's called material deprivation. So as you described, it's essentially the share of individuals who are unable to afford two or more items from a list of 10 essentials. And so if we look at households with children, we see that's gone up from about 18% last year to sort of 20% this year. And so that's equivalent to an increase of 30,000 children experiencing this material deprivation. And it's really coming because their incomes are falling. So we see that there's a 3% decline in inflation adjusted incomes for households with children. And that's very different to what's happening for other age groups, in particular for older adults. So we actually see over the same time that there's been a fall in material deprivation for those aged 65 plus. It's come down from 12% to about 10%. And their incomes have kind of symmetrically increased in real terms, adjusted for inflation by 3%. So there's kind of two big stories kind of going on there. But then in the background as well, there's the fact that, and this kind of, I think, maybe speaks a little bit to why so many people are feeling kind of maybe squeezed at the moment, is that, you know, we've had a decade of uninterrupted income growth since the kind of economy has been recovering from 2014 or so. We've seen really strong income growth. But actually, if you account for inflation, if we look at the latest year of data, inflation's actually left average disposable incomes lower than it was 2 years earlier across the population as a whole.
So this is down to cost of living increases over the last couple of years, basically. Is that what has caused this problem?
Yeah, it's really driven by that large jump in inflation that we saw after the invasion of Ukraine, with a bit particularly, you know, firstly in terms of energy prices, and then feeding into other things like food and other essentials. And again, that seems to be affecting households with children more. So we see that, again, their incomes are falling, have fallen in the latest year data by 3%. Whereas that's kind of offset a little bit for those older age groups. And it's not necessarily for the reasons you think. It's not because the pension might be keeping up or investment income is necessarily keeping up. It actually seems that since the pandemic, what we have seen is that those aged 65 plus, we've seen a bit of an increase in employment rates. We've seen that from lots of different data sources. We see they're working more. And so that's kind of boosting their incomes a bit. But again, there's a real impact on those with children. And so that kind of really, I think, puts it on the policy agenda for the government and in terms of that rise
and again, to stress, this is real poverty here. We're not talking, I'm always skeptical. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm always skeptical about relative poverty levels. You know, if somebody wins the lotto, am I poorer because of that? But these are actual measurements. Can you afford X, Y, and Z? And more people are saying they can't afford X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, exactly. So a large number, right? It's a fifth of children are in households where people say they cannot afford two or more items of 10 essentials. And so these are things like having a warm coat in winter, having kind of two pairs of shoes, being able to have a roast joint of meat or a vegetarian equivalent kind of once a week. So these are measures that we really think are about, you know, not being able to live up to the standard of living that we might think is really essential in today's world.
How do we go about addressing this? How do we tackle child poverty?
So, you know, over the last few years, what we've seen is kind of little incremental measures around, you know, a little bit of increase in terms of child benefit, a little bit of increase in terms of the kind of additional payments to people with children who are on welfare payments. But kind of what our research suggests that, you know, the government have very ambitious targets about reducing child poverty and deprivation. They're not going to be met unless there's something more dramatic. So we last year, in kind of the report from the same program of research, had suggested that a second means tested tier of child benefit could be very effective at that. And so what that would mean would essentially be we keep child benefit as it is for everyone, so there's a universal component, but we also move towards having an additional top-up bit of child benefit which only goes to low-income families with kids. And so that would be a way of trying to achieve it, but again,
you may or may not be aware, but the Irish Daily Mail reporting today that the overall rate of child benefit is going to go up. I think they're expecting a €10 rise in the child benefit rate in the budget next month. you're saying better, it would be better actually to have a second tier of child benefit that's
yeah,
more
so it's
targeted.
It's essentially for the same amount of money that you spend increasing the general one by five, you could do, you know, a €5 increase generally, and then a more targeted increase that would really go towards those people who you know, the data really show us are suffering. They're, you know, again, an increase of 30,000 people in a year not able to afford those essentials. Okay. But ultimately, you know, that's down to the budget, that's down to government priorities. But our research does suggest that there does seem to be real impact in terms of low living standards amongst children.
Dr. Barry Rowntree, the co-author of that report, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.